but now they're back trying to figure out life, and they're a hot mess. The Cadewamplas.
Hi.
Not doing anything. Oh,
just
there it is.
Just kidding.
There it is. All right.
Hi.
Hello. From sunny California. Not really.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. I'm in Missouri.
Womp womp.
Hot as fuck here.
Ugh. Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, no.
That's Tavinia.
That's Maggie. That's hungover Maggie.
That's very hungover Maggie. It's very early. We picked a recording time in the morning. Yeah. I don't know why we did that.
Yeah, because we have things going on.
I don't have anything going on.
Just kidding.
I don't have a life.
I have things. Oh, you did last night. So
I did last night, and I regret it.
So actually, this is pretty fitting segue. It's been a little bit crazier to pick times and stuff to record because of my living situation. And today we're talking about living situations. So, we have to now make sure we pick consistent times that we can like actually stick to, and like, because I have to go other places to record and everything. But yeah.
So my happy ass was still in bed, and Tavinia called and was like, "Are we recording?" And I was like, "I thought it was at 9:30." And she was like, "No, 9. I was like, "Oh, okay.
I'm at my destination."
Yep.
So we're talking about living situations and kind of just like the big scheme of it, of going from, you know, the actual rental market and what it looks like out here in different areas versus, you know, buying or renting to actually like living with others, how that's been in our experiences, of living with other people and living alone, which I have not done yet. So that would probably be mostly Maggie speaking to. I'm about to start living alone, but, Maggie has done that now. This isn't your first time that you lived alone in college, too. So, right?
Yeah, I lived alone in grad school, yeah.
Or grad school, sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I didn't really feel like it counted, though, for some reason. I don't really know why, because it definitely did, but.
Yeah, it was just you in there.
Yeah, it was.
The occasional me on your sofa.
Sometimes Dash.
Or Dash. Oh.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Bub.
I'm talking about rental market, at least here. First, I'm talking about here and comparing it from the United States to Ireland, because it's a very interesting... So anyways, I've been looking for places here for just by myself, and I'm trying to find a place that's going to be, like, my home for quite some time, like, multiple years at least, so I want to find a place that's really, like, good and, like, I like it, you know, not just some crap that I'm going to have to put up with for, like, 3+ years. And so, one, I always forget, and I don't know why I do, how fucking ruthless real estate agents are. Ruthless and just shitty. Like, you may have messaged them. So, a perfect example. I had a question about a place, and all I wanted to know was did it come with washer and dryer? And the guy said, "Oh, okay, I'll get back to you as soon as possible, as soon as I find out," because, you know, he has to talk or go back and see the place or whatever, or ask somebody. I don't know. Yeah, so I'll get back to you ASAP. Okay, that was Wednesday morning. I hear nothing. Thursday morning, I text him again and say, "Hey, just checking in, seeing how that goes, blah, 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 you know, by the washer and dryer." Nothing. I call them Friday morning. Different guy answers. And I say, "Hey, I was trying to talk to this dude. I just want to know if there was a washer and dryer." He said, "Oh, it does. It comes with one." Easy answer like that, number one. But then follows up with, "Oh, but someone put an application in there last night, so the place is gone."
Motherfucker.
I asked this bitch on Wednesday when apparently, I mean, which a little bit I'm mad at myself for, because if it was that easy of an answer, I should have just called. I didn't know it was gonna be that easy of an answer until I called, but that annoys me. But also, I asked him on Wednesday and he just waited and was like, "Shit, this person don't got questions, I'll just give it to them." So, like,
yeah,
it's just cutthroat and it's horrible out here. And so I'm like, well, awesome, back to the beginning. And it's just very heartbreaking and annoying. And it's like, I have a job, I have money, take it. Like, I want to give it to you.
Yeah.
I don't understand why this is so hard. But that's the situation here. I think it's a little bit different, too, because it's a college town I'm living in. So their vetting system's a little... But typically what I found in the past is, as long as you can pay money, they will rent to you. Just take it. I don't care. I want your money. But in Ireland, what we realized was no one would rent us a place unless we had jobs already. Even when we would show them our financial standing of like, we can afford this place. We just, we're looking for the jobs and we can afford it for a while. Mm-hmm. No one would rent to us, or they would rent to us, but they would want like 6 months in advance.
It was so ridiculous.
Oh, which is outrageous. Makes you want to rage,
like thinking about it.
Yeah. Ooh. So, yeah. How was it for you finding your place in
Denver? Is, well, do we want to talk about prices? I don't know. I have no qualms about telling people prices.
Yeah.
Okay. How much is it, Missouri?
Oh,
what are you looking for? Two bedrooms, right?
Three. Because I'm bougie.
God.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so fucking bougie. I'm looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. If I can't, after this week, if I can't find that, like, a place available, which now I've decided, so I have a viewing on Monday and another one on Tuesday, and the place I really want is on Tuesday, I'm taking my fucking checkbook with me. And if I like it, I'm be like, all right, how much? And, like, just rip it off and give it to them there. But if I can't find that this week and it doesn't work like that for me, I think I'm going to have to at least go down to 2-bedroom, 2-bath. 2-bath is my... I don't have anxiety about a lot of things, but my biggest anxiety trigger, I guess, is having one bathroom, even if it's just me living there, because if someone comes to visit, I want them to have their own bathroom too. Like, I just don't, it freaks me out. My stomach is weird, and it will do whatever it wants at whatever time it wants, and I can't wait. And so, and I also have severe performance anxiety.
True.
About, like, I can poop anywhere, but if people are around, it's locked up tight. Like, so I just have to, that's my one thing. Like, a minimum, I have to have 2 bathrooms. So, but I was wanting 3 so I could have, like, an office and a guest bedroom, because that's who I am. But I've been looking for that at a maximum amount of rent at $900.
Sorry. I always forget how cheap Missouri is until somebody says it out loud.
Yeah. Ugh. So, and it's like pretty, it's been not too terrible. So you can find some that are pretty cheap, but they're really crappy parts of town.
Yeah.
Or you can find a crap ton down by the college, which is exactly where I do not want to be. And so it's not too hard to find that kind of in my price range for what I'm looking for. The super, super, and here I am being bougie, which I know I have to have a talk with myself about my standards. But, like, I don't want carpet downstairs, like, in the main rooms and everything. I'd rather have, like, that click vinyl or whatever. Mm-hmm. I just think it's much easier and cleaner and, so trying to find that has been difficult. But if you find, like, the really, really, really nice places, it's, like, in the thousands. Like, not, like, at max, I think, 1,050. Which I can't justify spending. Sometimes I try to, because I'm like, oh, well, it comes with washer and dryer, so maybe. But then I have to remember, like, bills and stuff like that come with it. But that's kind of what I've been looking for around here. And then I remember back in Texas, in Denton, it was a little crazy higher, because it was UNT is there, and then Texas Women's University and some other college was there too. And so even just student housing was a little pricey. That was my first big shock into the real world of how freaking expensive things can be. Because coming from Kansas, where I rented, rented a 4-bedroom, 2-story house, 2 full baths. I paid $200 a month. Oh my God. And so then to go to Denton, which is very close to Dallas area, I'm like, what is this? I was told $200 is adulthood. So... yeah.
Jokes.
What about you?
Good jokes. Denver is just a little overwhelming right now to look for a place, because Colorado and Denver specifically are just growing so, so quickly. And, like, I'm part of that problem, so I'm not going to, like, be mad about it. But so there's all kinds of, like, new housing developments going up, and, like, they're renovating buildings to turn them into apartments and stuff like that. So when I started looking for a place here, it was, like, really overwhelming, because there are literally so many places. And when I started looking, I didn't know which part of Denver I wanted to be in, and I thought maybe it would be okay to, like, commute to work. And so I was looking, I was setting up appointments like literally all over the place. So I work downtown and I was setting up places that would have been like over an hour commute in the mornings, which is like ridiculous because the whole thing was like, I was going to stay in Fort Collins and just commute from Fort Collins, which is like probably about, well, in rush hour traffic, closer to like an hour and a half commute each way. And I was going to do that. But then I started looking at places down here in Denver and I was going to be paying about the same in rent, but then I would have had the extra commute and I would have had the extra expense of like the commuter bus to get down here. So then I was looking at places in Denver and I was setting up appointments at places that were like, still would have been like an hour commute on city buses. And it was like, why am I doing this? Because it's almost the same commute from fucking Fort Collins, but it's just still in the like Denver area anyway. But it was really overwhelming because there were so many places. And so I found, it was totally an accident. I sent an email to a place on Craigslist. And this woman emailed me back, and turns out she's an apartment locator. And I thought that was a trap. Turns out it's not. It's like a real thing. And so she set up all these appointments for me. Like, I told her what I was looking for, and she found a bunch of places and, like, sent me links and stuff. And then she set up a whole day for me. I came down on a Friday and just drove around the city and went, like, from place to place, doing tours and stuff. My very last one of the day was the place that I moved into. And it's only like 5 blocks from my office. So it's, I almost live in downtown basically. And, yeah, so I live in about 340 square feet. It's a studio apartment. I pay $9.95 in rent. I pay $150 for parking. And then my utilities are usually around like $70 ish. So by the time all is said and done, I pay about $1,200 in rent for 340 square feet. Which is ridiculous. Every time I say it out loud, it becomes more ridiculous. But it makes a lot of sense, like, for my life to live here. Like, it makes a lot of sense for my job and all that kind of stuff. And the shitty truck that I drive, I don't have to drive it that much because I live so close to everything that I just walk or I take a bus. So, yeah. Yeah. Makes me a little sad, though, that I'm paying this much fucking rent for this tiny little space.
That's something that I always have a hard time comprehending is square footage. When people ask me, like, how, like, guesstimate how much you think it is. God.
Seven?
Yes. Yeah, I just don't get, so like, when you said the square footage of your place, I was like, I don't know. I feel like it's bigger than that. I don't know. Like, but mm-mm. I don't know. That's very confusing. Whatever, yeah. Someday. HGTV will teach me. Which is also very funny because I used to fucking hate HGTV and DIY, but oh, now I'm like, fascinating. That's like, I could do that too. Yeah. Gosh. So, yes. Oh, but yeah. And then the house here that I was in that I now kind of just call my storage unit is a 4-bedroom, 2-level, 2.5-bath. Yeah, that's right. And it was $1,005, but it was only that much because of the cats. There's 2 cats. And so without the pets, it would have been... Oh, my God, I can't do math like that. I don't know why I even think I can.
How much is pet rent?
You know, I'm just going to do my rent times 2.
Okay.
If this calculator will open. There we are, buddy. My old friend. $975. There we go. So that's how much that house is minus the pet fees and stuff. But
yeah.
So, but I mean, like, this whole experience has been, so the reason why, okay, I'm just getting all over the place. My brain's jumping everywhere.
That's fine. My brain's not even on. So,
okay. Mine's just working double time for both of us.
Thank God.
So I told myself, I recently got a promotion. I told myself if I got it, I would stay here for at least 5 years, which would technically make it 6, given the year I've already been here. And so knowing that I'm going to be here a bit more long term, I've been kind of debating with the fact of renting or buying, because I know in the long scheme of things, buying is always cheaper than renting. Mm-hmm. well, unless you buy a crap house and have to put a lot of money back into it, but like buying a reasonably good house is cheaper than renting a place in the long scheme of things. But the idea of buying something terrifies me. Buying something that big, should I say. So I've been kind of like going back and forth on that. But and then I lost my thought.
Good job to me. I'll make sounds now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have this like thing about buying, and I think part of it is just that I'm a fucking mess. So of course the thought of like buying a house or like an apartment or something is terrifying. But last night we went over to a girl on my kickball team. Her name is Liz. We went over to Liz's place and she bought an apartment, which that like I forget. This sounds so stupid. I forget that you can buy apartments. Like that kind of blows my mind a little bit. And like we were loud as hell in that apartment last night because there were like 12 of us shoved into this little like one bedroom apartment. And we're just like so loud. But she was like, no, it's like all the walls are concrete so that you can't hear each other. I was like, okay, if you say so. But so she's got like this cute ass little one bedroom apartment and it's just her and her dog. And she has like a balcony and like the nicest view. Oh my God, she has a view of the mountains and it's so cool. And yeah, it was kind of, and so I was asking her about it and she was like, well, I'm only paying like, I think it was less than $100 more per month for a mortgage than she was for rent. And so it's like exactly like you were saying, it just makes sense to buy a place because one, you can kind of like recoup your money a little bit. Like when you go to sell it, you're probably going to make your money back, especially here in Denver with the housing market, the way that it is right now. So yeah, it just makes a lot of sense. The only thing that scares the shit out of me is the fact that you're in charge of everything. So like, if something breaks, you have to fix that. You can't call somebody and be like, my faucet broke.
That's true. Which that's where exactly where I was going with that was the positives of buying and negatives. So like, yeah, with buying, like, so obviously, like sometimes you pick a place that you're renting, you don't love everything about it, but there's things you want to change, but you can't because you don't own it. Like it's someone else's place. And unless you have like a super cool landlord who's like, okay, cool. If you want to do that, that actually will help me if you ever move out and like, I'll take some of that out of your rent, then that's cool. But, you typically don't find that. They're like, no, leave my shit the way it is and just live there. But there's like so many things I want to do to places and stuff, but I realize I can't do it unless I buy it. And so that's something very exciting of like being able to rearrange or just like change it up completely. I know, at least for myself, before I ever did anything like that, I would have to take one of those like first-time home buyer classes that they offer. Just because I feel like in those things they talk about what you do when shit breaks. Don't just panic, you know, like don't panic and run around like, oh, who fixes it now?
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
name, give me a name.
Name. Yeah. So, that's a positive, but once again, it just comes back to the buying something that massive is so terrifying because you are in charge of everything that happens in that house. Yeah. And like, given you can do as much prep work before you buy the place of like, you know, getting a, what are those people that come out? Not appraisers, but inspectors. There we go. Inspectors who come out and look at the house before you buy to see how much in damage it can cost. And you should always, I learned this mostly just because my uncle has a lot of properties and from friends my age who have bought houses already. Mm-hmm. Having inspectors go out and try to have more than one do it so that you can have, you know, two opinions of how much damage that's going to put on you or whatever if you buy this place. And then if you ever know at some point you're going to probably end up selling it, doing things in the home to increase the value when you sell it. So I've learned that typically remodeling the kitchen will always jack up the price.
Yep.
When it's time for selling. Also, I don't know why people keep putting fucking carpet in houses anymore. Stop doing it. Like, I get it for children's purposes. Nobody wants that. No one wants it. Like,
get a fucking rug.
Yeah, get multiple rugs. Except for children, I get that. Because, you know, you don't want them banging their head on all the hardwood floors and stuff. But, I don't know. Especially with pets. I'm like, don't get carpet. It's so gross. But, just little things like that. But when it comes down to it, the idea of buying anything still sounds terrifying. But I feel like it's just... And then, oh my God, I mean, which I'm an adult, I can do whatever I want, but also even thinking about approaching that idea with my parents is like,
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You're so young. Why would you do that? Blah, 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 blah.
Which is fair. I am young. So I've kind of told myself that I think if I do end up renting, which I probably will, that at the end of my time, if I am still here, I'll just buy a house. That makes the most sense. Mm-hmm. By that point, hopefully I'll be slightly more financially stable. Just a smidge.
Just a little bit would be
I'm
nice.
I'm not going to get crazy and say I'm going to be completely, but, you know, just a little bit. And go from there. But, I mean, I at some point, like the idea of buying a house. And I love when people now, especially women, buy houses and they don't have significant others and they just buy it themselves. I fucking enjoy that a lot, actually.
Yep,
because I'm like, you don't have to wait until... And if you do meet someone, they can move into your fucking house. Exactly. So, yeah, I like the idea of that. I do know, I was thinking about this last night as I was driving on the country roads, that I would love to live in the country, but I'm too scared to do it by myself. So mm-hmm. I think whenever I meet my whoever, I will then get a home in the country because then I won't be alone out there. But... Yeah.
I have this person who I've actually never met her in person. We met in that Girls of Travel Facebook group that I've talked about before. And so we added each other on Facebook. We've never met. We don't know each other, but I just think she's fantastic. Her name is Zeta, and she recently moved. Well, it's probably been like a year, actually, but sort of recently moved from Florida to Georgia. And she's one of those people. So she's like, I think she's maybe even younger than me. I think she's only like 25 or 26. And she like buys a house everywhere she goes. So like when she lived in Florida, she like owned her own house and she sold it and then moved to Georgia and like didn't even rent at all. Like just went straight to like buy a house in Georgia. And her reasoning was like exactly all this stuff that we've talked about, that it just makes a lot of sense and it's not nearly as expensive as people think it is, especially if you like, okay. So in my mind, I grew up in a very large house, like, and we lived out like in the country. And so we had like 3/4 of an acre of land and like our little piece of land yard, my God, backed up to a field. And so like we're, you know, we had lots of space. And the house was huge. It was a 5-bedroom. How many bathrooms? 5-bed, 4-bathroom. And then like an unfinished basement. We had two garages that fit 3 cars. Does that make sense? My brain is functioning at like 4% power. Like we're on like reserve modes right now.
God.
Anyway, so this like huge fucking house. So in my mind, when people talk about buying a house, I automatically default to thinking about like mansions, that like you've bought this like huge house, but that's not always the case. Like you can buy like a small house, Maggie, like that exists. So yeah, thinking about like people our age buying houses, that it does make a lot of sense. It still just scares the shit out of me though.
Like, so while you're talking, I Googled, like, pros and cons of buying and renting.
Yeah.
And there's just some words in these articles that I don't feel like my brain is ready to learn yet. Like, I know them.
Learns words.
Yeah. I know, I've heard them before, but I just don't feel like I'm ready to know what the exact definition is. And I said this to myself a long time. I was like, you know, someday we'll learn them, but not yet. And I feel like when that day comes and I'm truly an adult and I'm not ready for that yet. I don't think I'm mentally ready for that yet. So like fixed rate mortgage, principal pay downs. What? No. Oh,
sorry. Who?
Who is that?
Who's
I'd
principal?
Like to meet her.
Principal who?
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. So thankfully though, I do have, so like Taylor, my friend, I get to just live through her and listen to all the things that they're going through with buying homes and stuff like that. And these words that she'll try to teach me a little bit at a time. And that works out pretty nicely. So then I guess segueing. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Segueing into, living with others.
0 out of 10. Hate it. Would not recommend.
So As I've said, I have not lived alone yet, so that means I've obviously been living with other people at all times in my life. There was actually a short moment in grad school when I lived alone for like 3 months, and I hated it. I hated it at that time because grad school was very hard, and I'm such an extroverted person that I just needed more. Like, I need people. I need people. But as I'm getting older now, I'm a lot more open to the idea of living alone. Mm-hmm. I think it's still gonna suck at some points, but yeah, we'll see. I have not had the best experiences of living with people, and yet I some reason kept doing it. So like throughout college, I was always living with someone. Grad school, then we moved to Ireland. Then we came back. Then I lived with someone, same person. And now here we are at 26. My parents, which is, no, first, actually, so they're in town too right now, two of my professors from college. When I came back from Ireland, I think it was when I came back, they had first brought up the idea of me of like, do you think maybe you should consider living alone? And I was like, never. I could never do it. Blah, 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 blah,
I remember you telling me about that conversation.
Yeah. I was like, no. I shut that down so fast. And they're like, okay, whatever. And it's funny now that they're back in town visiting that I'm like, so I'm getting a place on my own. Thankfully, they didn't say, like, I told you so. But and then, like, I think maybe a month or two ago, my dad looked at me and was like, I think it's time you... Yeah, I think he said, time you grow up and live alone. So he has harsh love.
Ouch.
Which is fine. I used to hurt me, but now I think I'm just like immune. But yeah, I'm starting to see maybe some of the problems. I mean, I haven't done it yet, so wait till I'm in it. So I guess I'll check back in with you when it actually starts happening. But the idea of it still kind of scares me a little bit because I am such an extroverted person that I like being around other people so much. Mm-hmm. Which I guess at work I have a lot of that, so that could be like my de-stressful place. But then I think about the weekends, and so I don't know. And some of that's just also personal problems I need to figure out. But I think my problem has always been that I've lived with friends, and that's never... Actually, the only, which, and I tell people this, the only good situation I had of living with someone was when I was living with Maggie.
Yeah.
And I think that was probably just because of our personalities.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm so passive.
Yeah. And I, yeah, maybe that's it. But
maybe that's it.
That's the only time it's actually worked out.
Yeah.
And even then, like, it was great. But now, I think maybe now, because I'm like on the end of burnout of living with other people, I don't think I could do it again.
Mm-mm.
But
yeah, now that I live alone, I don't think I could. I lived alone in grad school, but were we recording already when I said that? That I lived alone in grad school. Okay.
Yes.
I lived alone in grad school, but like it didn't really, I don't know. It didn't feel like I lived alone. I mean, I did. I don't know, but it didn't feel like a real housing situation for some reason, probably because it was a absolute dump. But now that I'm like living on my own here, I don't think I could ever go back to living with roommates. And I've thought about it as well because I like my neighborhood a lot. But there's another neighbor. So I live just south of downtown. I can't afford to be like in downtown. But then there's this other neighborhood like near downtown also called, I think the neighborhood is literally called Lower Downtown. We all call it Lodo. I would love to move to Lodo because it's so nice. And they have like the nicest city parks. And it's just like this really like cool area. But the only way I'd be able to afford to live there is if I got a roommate. And I threw that idea around for like half a second before I was like, no, never mind. Like, I'm just going to stay where I am because I could not go back to living with roommates.
Yeah, no. Throughout this process of looking for places, everyone's like, because I mean, that is a lot of space for one person. Typically is 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. Like, so, you know, and your roommate? I said, no. Like every time I shut it down so fast, or one, I made the mistake of it. I don't know how I didn't realize it ahead of time. I wandered into student housing, and I didn't notice it until I was leaving. But I was looking at places or whatever, and they're like, you know, yeah, do you have a roommate? And I said, no. And she said, okay, well, we can do a roommate match and find someone for you. I said, why would we do that? I don't want one. And she was like, oh, well, typically most of them out here have it, so you do realize you'd have to pay per room. And I'm like, yes, I get that. That's fine. And still didn't click to me why I have to pay per room is because it's student housing. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about prices and stuff. And she's like, oh, okay. Like, you know, not typically. I think in her mind, she's like, not most students can afford to do that. You know, like,
yeah,
whatever. And so I'm just going through. And then as we're about to leave, I see all the, like, congrats, grad. Congratulations on your graduation signs all over these places. And I was, like, looking. And I look at her and I said, is this student housing? She said, yes. Did you not realize that all this fucking time? I was like, oh, I'm going to go now. I don't want to be here at all. Just
back out.
Yep.
Okay, bye. Thank you for your time. You're like slowly getting smaller as you walk away.
God. Which, I mean, in her situation, I understand, like, okay, we're just, you know, whatever. But another one still, when I've met people and it's not student housing and they're just, they start to question me of like, are you sure you can handle this much house? That gets on my last fucking nerves. Just take the damn money and start asking me questions. What does that even mean?
Like,
really though,
what does that mean? Can you handle all these bedrooms, baby? Like, what? It grows. Like, yeah, I'm fine. Stop.
Yeah, I just don't. One, I don't understand what it has to do with you. You won't be here. You don't have to do anything with this place. Like, I do it, and that just pisses me off, actually. I remember someone saying, that was a woman said that to me too once when I was looking for a house before for me and Stevie, and it was a, it wasn't even as big as the one that we're in now. It was, I think it was a 3-bedroom again, and the lady was like, oh, it's just 2 of you? Ooh, seems like a lot of house. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
No. I think people's argument is always, well, you have to clean all that space, and I'm like, yeah
I get that.
Also, like, you don't know my life. Maybe I'm gonna hire a house cleaner. Like, I'm not, because I'm poor. Ooh, but yeah. I might.
You don't know. Yeah, I just started telling people we have a lot of stuff, or I have a lot of stuff, to just make them shut up. But I don't ever understand that. And then a part makes me feel like I'm maybe being selfish, because like I'm taking up all this space for just one person, and like I should try to fit more people in it. Like, no, you don't get to have this much space. It should be for more people. Mm. People are out here looking for homes, and look at you. Selfish. So, yeah. But I'm also squashing that voice down because I don't care. I'm not living with someone else again.
Yep.
But yeah. So, we'll see how it goes with living with someone else. I think also a lot of my problems came from the majority of living together issues started in college. And that was also just like during a growing time of life. Trying to figure out who you are and what you blah blah blah, all the shit that college does for you aside from education, and coexisting with other people who are also going through all that shit, and sometimes you don't grow the same. And thankfully we're good now, we can laugh about it sometimes, and other times I pick and choose when not to argue, because there's no point now, that was in the past. But yeah,
maybe that's why I enjoy living alone so much, because looking back on it, I also have not had good experiences with roommates except for you, because like my freshman year roommate, like, she was all right, but we just were very different people and personalities. And then she left Southwestern, so it didn't matter. And then I lived with Maddie Chapin. Am I supposed to say last names on the air? Probably not.
Too late.
I'll try to edit it out. I lived with Maddie for a while, and that was great, but like the other two people that we lived with was not great. There just have not been. Living with other people is fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
Just because everybody, and it's not that anybody's like a bad, like, I feel like your living situations, you've had like, I don't want to say like knockdown drag out fights with people, but like it stems from something bigger than just like a difference in the way that you live. But like, that's where my stuff has always come from, is just like, you know, I'm somewhat it's hard to say that I'm like a messy person, because I actually keep my apartment pretty fucking clean, because it's just so tiny that if I didn't, it would just be trashed all the time. But when I have space, I like spread out and I take it up, and I'm like kind of messy. I'm not dirty, but I'm messy. And I know that. And that's like a difficult thing for some people to live with. But so like that's my quirk. But then other people, you know, like one of my roommates, so stupid, would keep her own toilet paper under her bed and literally carry it into the bathroom with her every time, even though we can get toilet paper for free through
Oh my god, residence
life. So just like stuff like that, where it's like it was never like any like giant fights. Or have I told the story before about this is the same roommate that broke my couch. I remember I talked about that. But also the same roommate who she had a power strip in the living room, like a, you know, outlet power strip thing. And one of us must have accidentally unplugged her laptop from it or something. Somehow her laptop died in the living room and it was supposed to be plugged in. And the next day I came in and she had put duct tape across all of the outlets except for one that she left her laptop plugged into. And then there was a sticky note on it that said, please do not unplug my laptop.
Oh my God.
That is so fucking passive aggressive. And I get that we were like college students and like we don't know how to like deal with this kind of stuff. But like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, just shit like that. I'm so over that. I can't go back to that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome. Actually, that's like amazing petty. Annoying to be living with, but.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of really fun. Okay, whatever.
So annoying.
Yeah, living with others is really freaking hard. And yeah, because now I think about all the people that I don't know why I always forget that you did live with people at some point. I've always just kind of associated with you with living alone.
Like Maggie's a fucking loner. She's always been like this. Her parents bought her own house after she came out the womb.
Yeah. Okay, this is your home now. But shit, what was I saying? Yeah, now I think about it. Everybody that I have lived with that it didn't go so well when we were living together, we're very good friends now. So yeah. That's exciting. We'll TBD on this one, but yeah. Which I wonder, I mean, I do wonder how it would have been if I had lived with someone I didn't know, which, oh, that's what I was going to say, is you said how you know that you're messy and stuff like that. And I come from a house where, one, both parents are retired military, so our home is Fort Knox, so everything is locked down all the time. Like, you shut all the curtains before you leave, you close everything up, like, you lock all the doors, you do all these things, blah, 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 and that sometimes has come as a terrible thing. So like currently now, sometimes I know it's pretty common for some people to leave their garage door open because their mindset is, well, the garage door is closed, so you know, like, it's not like someone can get in. But if they like
leaving the, for clarification, leaving like the door into the house,
yes,
unlocked,
yeah,
from the garage.
Thank you. Yeah, leaving the, yeah, that door unlocked. Because, you know, rationalizing that, well, the garage door is closed, so it's not like, you know, whatever can happen there. But I'm just like, why even give anyone a chance at anything? I mean, I don't want to look back if someone did break in and be so pissed that, well, I made it easy for them. I just left the door unlocked. And I don't know, but that's something that I have an issue with. But yeah, and then I have spurts of messy. That's for, ew, that sounds so gross. Spurts of messy.
Ew. Just spurting your mess all over
the place. Gross. All right,
I'm gonna actually throw up.
Okay. Just spread out everything and just be horrible and disgusting, and then something like clicks in my brain of like, clean now, of, and everything must be in order then. Or God, if my parents are ever coming to visit, just stand back and let me do it, because they live to very, very, very high standards. And I would like for them to at least sit down on my furniture, which my mom will do, but yeah, whatever. Yeah. Which, oh, I'm sorry, I did one more thing. Okay. Now knowing that like I'm about to be in a place where I'll be living on my own and like it kind of sounds like a paradise, I'm starting to think about if I do find someone, like a significant other to live with, how is that gonna look? Because I've done it for 26 years now of living with other people, and I've gotten to a place of where, like, I don't like that at all. Mm-hmm. And then watch me find someone.
Mm-hmm.
And we start to get serious. And then that question pops up. Like, now I understand. Like, I used to get so mad in the movies when the couple would be like, you know, someone says, one of them says, you know, like, let's move in together. Move in together. And the other person has reservations about, like, oh, you know, and I'm like, fuck you. Just move in together. You're so in love. Now I get it.
Yeah.
Now I get why people have reservations about that.
Yeah.
Because I haven't done it yet, but just the idea of it sounds so beautiful. And then to have to coexist with someone again and, like, all their little quirks and stuff of living together, and sounds horrible, which makes me think back to when Pam asked me, have I just given up on men? And I, like, laughed and said no, but, you know.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't want to live with them. I guess we could just have separate homes and forever be, ooh, it's love, love, and make a wish. Well, it's love, love, my time. Hold on. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I think about when I lived with my ex in Texas. Mm. Horrible. Horrible, horrible. And part of it is just, well, one, that's not my person. So, of course, it was horrible to live with him because, yeah, it was just, no, wasn't meant to be. But, like, the shit that he would fucking do, oh, my God. And we also had roommates. So, that's tricky, too, because it adds a whole other layer of just mess. Mm-hmm. So it was like there was him, and then for a while we lived with just this one other, like, single guy who was in his 40s, and he was really messy. Like, he would leave, like, the kitchen sink, like, full of dishes, which is one of my biggest fucking pet peeves. Like, if they're my dishes, it's fine because I did it. If it's somebody else's dishes, it drives me fucking crazy. And I realize that that's hypocritical, but here we are. So we'd leave the sink, like, literally, like, heaping full of dishes. And we had mice, like, so bad. Like, I'm sure there were hundreds of mice living in the walls because they would skitter across, like, the kitchen counter. And, like, we'd see them in our bedroom and just, like, ugh, disgust, like, just so gross. And so we lived with him for a while, and that was okay. And then this other couple moved in after he moved out. And they were the kind of couple who, like, will just have literally knockdown, drag out fights in front of anyone, in front of God and everyone, and they don't care who's listening, and, like, they'll be screaming at each other. And so, like, they would be in the kitchen just, like, screaming, and me and Lorenzo would be in our room, like, so I need some water, but, like, I don't want to go out there. But then just living in general with Lorenzo, the one thing that I remember that he would do that drove me fucking insane, I have to, like, lower my blood pressure a little bit. He, okay, you know, like, when you buy clothes and they have, like, the size sticker on them, or just anything that has, like, a sticker on it, or, like, tags, anything, like, little that would come on clothes. We had a trash can in our bedroom, and he would he would put, like, the sticker or the tag on the dresser next to the trash can. Mm. Instead of just putting it in the fucking trash can. Oh my God, it drove me insane. And so, like, I think about someday having a significant other and moving in with them, and I'm like, are you gonna throw your tags away? Like, just, like, little things that get under your skin so much. And, like, I mean, I guess at the time it was okay because I, you know, thought that I was so madly in love with him. So, like, there were times that it was nice to live together, but oh man, I think about living with somebody else again. I'm like, I really don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yep. No. Yeah. I think I do that shit sometimes. I just stick the sticker to something.
Oh my God. Which, like, it's fine if you're, like, not by the trash can, and so you, like, put it in your pocket to throw it away later or whatever. But, like, literally, he would put it on the dresser next to the trash can. Like, the trash can is, like, an additional 3 inches. Like, you don't have to walk anywhere else. Like, it's right there. Oh my God. Hulk smash. I can't.
It's still too far.
But he'll drive to San Antonio to cheat on me, so that's not too far. There it is.
So
okay. Have we reached the end of our thoughts?
Lay wrap-up questions.
Yes.
You first this time.
Why are you talking with like a half...
don't know.
Half Italian, half Iranian accent. Yeah.
In my head lately. I am Borat.
Oh my god.
Okay. What was the hardest part for you to get rolled?
Is this the one that we said? Oh no, it's what changed you / what realizations. Okay, hardest part. Mm-hmm. That I'm paying $1,200 a month for 300 fucking square feet. And hearing you talk about paying $900 for like so much space.
Mm.
I think that part sucked.
Yeah. I would say my hardest part is how fucking difficult it has been to try to find a place.
Yeah.
And that trying to find a place when I feel like it should be way easier than it is. And also, where I'm currently, I'm living with some friends right now, while I'm looking for a different place. So like I've left all my stuff at the old house and I have physically moved out. And while they're amazing and I love living with them temporarily, it's also kind of hard knowing that I'm so close to that paradise of living alone. So like I'm in that weird limbo part before it happens. And so like I'm just ready for it to happen. But not because it's a reflection of them, like it's been great with them. It's just I'm coming off the tail end of, and to be fair, it's not all on my last roommate. Like it's not all on her, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm just coming off the tail end of 26 years of living with other people, and I think this was just kind of like the moment of, all right, we got to stop doing this now. So. Mm-hmm. Because I think if I had had positive experiences all the way up until now, I probably would have lived with someone else again, you know? Mm-hmm. But, so just to be fair, it's not all because of, it's just years and years of it. And then this is the last situation was like, all right, fuck this. Yeah. So, what was the easiest part for you to get rid of? I feel like we should take easiest out.
Yeah.
Because if we're talking about it, it's kind of all easy.
Yeah.
Maybe, I guess. What do you think?
Should I still answer it?
If you want to.
Yeah, we'll answer it for this one and then we'll be done with it. Okay. Forever.
Forever.
Forever. easiest part to get real with. Did I live alone and it's awesome? I fucking love living alone. I didn't actually like branch off onto this. I fucking love living alone. It is the best. And I know that I was literally just complaining about paying $1,200 a month for 300 square feet, but I don't care. Like, I will pay $1,200 for 300 square feet for the rest of my life if this is what it means, because I can walk around naked and I can have people over whenever I want. And if the dishes pile up in the sink, that's all me. And like, I can clean them whenever I want. I can diffuse any essential oils that I want because there's nobody here to be like, that smells weird. And like, it's just the fucking best. I shower with the bathroom door open because I had this issue where like my bathroom doesn't have a fan or like any sort of like ventilation. So it gets so steamy that like the paint was bubbling on the walls. Ooh. For a while. So I also have radiator heating, but I only have one radiator and it's in like the corner of my living room, and then to get to my bathroom you go like, it's not really, it's like a little, they call it the dressing room, it's like this little hallway-ish area of my apartment that like leads back to the bathroom. So basically even if I have the heat on in like the main area of my apartment, it doesn't reach the bathroom. So in the winter it would get really cold in the bathroom when I was showering, so I'd take really hot showers and it would get so steamy that the paint would bubble on the walls. So now I just shower with the fucking door open because who fucking cares? I live alone. Why wasn't I doing that to begin with? I don't know. Mm. Why do I have 2 degrees?
Mm. So, but anyway. It's the real question sometimes. Not just for you, but for me also.
Why do I have 2 degrees?
Yeah. Why do I have 2 degrees? How
who,
do I have
2 degrees? Yeah. Who gave me this?
Who did that?
Joke's on them.
Clown college.
Mine was Cheryl, so I guess maybe. Well, shouldn't talk too much shit. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the easiest part, is that I just fucking love living alone.
Mm. I think just realizing that I'm getting to a point that it's time to just be on my own is the easiest part. Because it used to be the hardest part for quite some time. Like, I have been dabbling with the idea. I knew a long time ago that I wouldn't be renewing my lease and living with this person again. I knew that for months ahead of time, but it also still kind of scared me of like, well, maybe things will get better and then you can do it again, because I just don't really want to live alone. But as time is getting closer and closer, I'm like, nah, so ready for it. So,
yeah.
I don't know why we have to say why. That's also really dumb. What realization have you had?
This actually doesn't really have much to do with housing, but it kind of does because the housing is what sparked it. So when I moved here in January, I only signed an 8-month lease on this apartment because I literally knew nothing about Denver or the area or like anything at all. And so I signed an 8-month lease because I wasn't sure if I would like my building and I wasn't sure if I would like my neighborhood and like all that kind of stuff, or even Denver. So I signed 8 months because it felt very like non-committal, and that was the shortest lease I could sign. And so my lease is coming up here at the end of August. It's June right now, but of course, like, the property management company is already sending out like my renewal notification because it's coming up. And so, I emailed them back and was like, yeah, I'd like to go ahead and sign a 13-month lease, please. Because that's like one of the cheapest options is 13 months. And I even like briefly considered signing a 14-month lease, which feels so serious to me. Like, the fact that I'm getting ready to sign a 13-month lease, that's like over a year. And I'm like making a commitment to that. So, which means that like I'll be in Denver for at least 2 years. And I know that like I've literally talked about this. This was the goal, was to stay in Denver for at least 3 years. But it's kind of this weird feeling. And then like being over at Liz's last night and like in her apartment that she owns, and like kind of having some feelings of like, maybe I should just like, I mean, not right away, but maybe someday I will like buy an apartment in Denver. And like, maybe this is the place where I'm going to settle down and like stay for a while or forever. I don't know. Like, who knows? So it's sort of a realization of one, that I'm kind of letting go of moving back to Ireland or moving abroad at all, which is really bizarre for me. That's like a really strange thing to think about. And like the other day, somebody asked me, I saw my friends from Missouri this past weekend. They were here for vacation, so I went and met up with them for a few days. And so we were hanging out, and I was just talking about how much I just love Colorado. And, you know, I'm driving us around, and like, I know the area and whatever. And one of them was like, so do you think you'll ever like move back home, like to Kansas City or like central Missouri or whatever? And I was like, no, I think I'm going to stay here. And like, even if I do go back abroad, I see myself coming back to Colorado because I really, really like it here. So I think that's my realization, is that, yeah. Or like, I'm just going to keep talking. sorry, I was just off on a tangent. It's just going to keep rolling. The other day I was, this sounds so stupid, I was sitting in my bed and I had this, they had just sent out, had just read the email about if I want to renew my lease. And my first thought was to get on apartments.com and start looking for something else, because I was like what? Well, you know, there's like nothing wrong with moving around. And like, it might be kind of nice to move to a different place, maybe somewhere that has like an actual kitchen, because I don't have a full kitchen here. I just have a little two burner like hot plate thing, and then I have a convection microwave, so like it work, I can use it as an oven, but like it's very small, like I can't do anything big in there. Anyway, so I was thinking like, oh, maybe I'll move to a place with a kitchen. But then I started looking around my apartment, and even just like in the 6 months that I've lived in this place, I don't know, like I'm kind of attached to it. Like, I kind of wish that I could set up like a time lapse over the course of like the 6 months that I've lived here, like go back in time and just set up like a constant time lapse to like, I don't know, like I just have a lot of good memories in this apartment already, so why would I move? So there's that. Is that, I just, yeah, my realization is that I think it would be cool to stay in Colorado. All right. The end. I'm done.
The end. I think mine, I wrote it down so I don't forget it, because that was, it was starting to fleet. Sorry. No, you're good. I think my realization was that I know I'm a very hard person, just period, like, to get along with and be in a relationship with, relationship as in, like, friendships and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. and romantic. Just a difficult person to be around because I demand a lot from people. And yeah, I said demand. I want a lot from other people, and I would I kind of expect them to give that back in return, which is something I'm working on. And... working on lessening a little bit, lessening the intensity. I don't think it'll ever fully go away because that just makes up who I am, and I can't really erase who I am. But so I've always realized, like, I always think that all these failures of living with people have always been my fault, and that, like, you know, if you look at the track record, it's always you that's always the problem, which always goes through my head because I know that's what other people are thinking too, of what's the common denominator here. It's Tavinia and all these situations. And so that's always been super, super tricky to deal with and think about. But I also think about the fact of what I just said, and maybe I'm just trying to maybe smooth over or put a Band-Aid over a much bigger problem, or maybe not, I don't know. When I think about what I just said earlier about growing and coexisting with someone at the same time is just really fucking hard. Mm. And so the fact of we're just growing in different directions, and that's one, if that's totally okay, because if we weren't living together, we would never question that, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's because you're also coexisting, that's the part that makes it really fucking hard and shines a light on all the problems. So I think that's my biggest realization, is that maybe it's just, but also, I mean, like, we are growing at different, growing in different ways at the same time, but also knowing that these experiences all happened for a reason too. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. It's a weird thing, like, living situations in general. So right before we started recording, we originally were calling this episode housing, and that sounds so, like, sterile and, like, just yucky that we were trying to, like, come up with a different way to talk about it. But if you think about it, housing and, like, living situations, that is such a big fucking part of your life. Mm. It's, like, so, it, that's a huge part of your life. So just thinking about that, that, like, you don't need to feel bad about the fact that you demand a lot from people, or that, like, that both of us are, like, difficult to live with. Like, we don't need to feel bad about that, because that's just, like, how we live our, you know, like, that's just us. That's a big part of your life. So I don't think anybody ever needs to feel guilty about the way that their living situation has gone, because it's just it's a tough situation.
I will say that being your friend has been very helpful in this process of, and, like, loving you has been very helpful in this process of learning to, because I worry about you all the fucking time. And I realize that that's silly and I need to stop doing that. And, like, she's a grown up and she can make all these decisions she wants to. And, like, still loving you just over here. So it's, that's all, that's been very, yeah.
Even though I'm constantly like, so are you going to move to Colorado or? No. Not helping things.
No. What brought you joy this week?
So I got to see my friends from Missouri, which was fun. And some realizations that came along with that of just, we live such different lives, me and my friends from Missouri. And they're still, like, and I was talking, this would not come as a surprise to them because we talked about it, that, yeah, we've just grown, like you said, we've grown in just very different directions. We're still really good friends. And, like, when I think about my close friends, all of my Missouri friends are, like, still at the top of the list. Because aside from, like, Tavinia, I've talked about it before, I didn't really make that many friends in college because I was too busy being Lorenzo's girlfriend. And so all of my good friends are still all my high school friends. And I was lucky enough that I had really, really good high school friends. I had a really good high school experience. So I had a lot of fun seeing them and just being able to sit down and hang out and all that good stuff up in the mountains. It was beautiful. And then last night, the reason I'm so hungover is because we went to my kickball friend's place and just, like, drank and played Cards Against Humanity and danced, and yeah, it was fun. So it was good. I feel like I'm like making, I think it over our, like a bigger theme is that I feel like I'm starting to like make friends here and like I go out and do things with people and like I have a little life that I've like started building for myself, which is really exciting because I honestly just saw myself riding out this 3 years of living in Denver as just being a total fucking loner, because why would I put down some little roots if I know that I'm just moving? So it's exciting to feel like I'm making friends, and yeah, so that brought me joy.
Good. I know what mine is, just kidding. I was like,
oh my
about
god,
it.
I know so what you're gonna say.
Fucking excited. Okay, so
do you are you talking about Broad City?
Oh no.
Oh damn it,
that is also exciting, but
so
no
I don't.
Okay, I they don't listen to this, it's fine, I'll just keep it general. So last night my friend asked me to stalk her daughter on her date. She's 15 and she was going on a date downtown, and downtown can sometimes be sketchy, you know, especially as it gets darker and stuff like that. And so I was gonna like, you know, drop her off and then keep a respectable distance but also have eyes on at all times, and whatever, it was gonna be fine. The boy, he came back from a really long trip, like school trip, and so I guess when he got home he fell asleep, and so he didn't text her back for quite some time, so it looked like the date wasn't going to happen, and which was really super sad. And so her mom and I were talking and we were like, you know what, let's just still make a fun night of it or whatever and like go do something else, blah blah blah, but it's fine. So I'm trying to figure out what to do that doesn't involve alcohol, because that's all I know about down here. And genius idea, had the idea of doing an escape room. I don't know why I didn't think about it first. And I have now done, I guess including last night, 5 escape rooms, and I've never escaped from a single fucking one, which is really depressing. And it was just 3 of us, and it was her and then me and Sydney, my friend Sydney, who is this, no, Sydney's 25, I'm 26, and then a 15-year-old. And so we're doing this room or whatever, and we fucking escaped. Ooh. I have never, we escaped with 1 second to spare.
Ooh, oh my god.
Oh my god. I have never been so fucking happy in my life. Like, I was so, oh my god, just thinking about it now. The reason I think about it too is because they gave us a sticker that says breakout success, which I'm about to stick to my fucking laptop because I'm so damn proud. And now I feel like I have to explain what they told me. He told me I don't have to. And by he, the guy who works at the escape room place. So it was pretty slow there because all the students are gone. And so you have an hour to escape the room. And like when we had, I think, about 3 minutes left, he came in and said, do you want 10 extra minutes? We're all like, yes, please. So we escaped the room in 69 minutes and 59 seconds.
It still counts.
Still counts. That's what he said too. Yeah. And so, and it was me, like, we got the coat and I sprinted, like, do 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 do, like just slow-mo, but the biggest smile on my face as I ran to the thing and typed in the code. And he came in like, oh, clutching his like chest, like breathing hard, like, oh my, I didn't know if y'all were gonna make it, like that was so close. And I was like, yeah, fuck him. I was just, oh my god, I was on cloud fucking 9. And then to top it all off, the boy had woke up during that time, and so she got to go on her little date, and so we stalked her.
Cute.
So it was a pretty good night. I'm just most excited about breaking out of that fucking room. So
that's awesome.
But honestly, I don't think we would have been able to do it without her. So all the kudos goes to her. And Broad City Season 5 is now on Hulu. I forgot about that. So yeah, which is very, very exciting.
I know what I'm doing today.
Yeah, I started watching it while I was waiting for Maggie. And so I'm still in episode 1. But excuse me. Yeah, that should be pretty exciting. Oh, and my old professors are in town. I said that already, but they're here, which is super, super exciting. I love them so much. They, as much as I don't like it, they always keep it real with me. And I just really love being around them and seeing them and talking to them. And I've now had them agree to at least coming here once a year to see me. So, although I think this year it's going to be at least twice because they're coming back again in July. So
nice.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Every time I just feel, partly that I need to tell this to you, every time there's a Frontier sale, I check and see when I can come to visit.
Yes,
I'm ready. So there's for that. So far the deals that they're releasing, like, it's still, you would have to, I'd have to like travel in June, which is not gonna happen. so we're probably looking at like fall time, but
that's fine. But yeah, so
cute. Oh,
that
reminds me. Oh, wait. Oh, God, songs.
Oh, yes, songs. Ooh. Oh, I have one too.
And your show.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Ah! Well, I guess my show could be Broad City.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Every time I say Broad City, I think of Rack City. Rack City.
Yeah. Which one do I want to use? Actually, I'm going to do a throwback song. The song So Into You by Tamia. Where it's like, everybody knows it. Where it's like, I'm so into you.
Oh,
that was killing it. That was so beautiful.
I'm so
God.
Into you.
Fucking.
Into you. Is that the one?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm not going to sing any more of it. But yes, that song. I've been fucking loving that song lately. And I've been like trying to learn it on my ukulele. And then I decided, you know what? This isn't really a ukulele song. This is more like a piano song. So I ordered myself a fucking keyboard. I don't know. All but right. I've been really, ironically, I've been really into that song.
Gosh.
I hate myself.
I'm going to quickly further explain Broad City and then tell my song too. So Broad City, if you don't know by now, something's wrong with you. It's a really, really, really good show of these two friends, Abby and Alana, and they live in New York and they kind of just live life and they're fucking amazing. And there's, what did I just say? Season what came out? Five? Yeah, season five. So there's five seasons. The fifth season's the last one. So this is the end of their show. But I always love when I find shows at the end so I don't have to wait for more to come out. So this will be the perfect time for you to go watch it if you've never seen it, because you don't have to. If you love it, you can binge watch the entire fucking thing.
Yep.
So, and each episode's usually like 20 minutes long, so it's not gonna take that long for you. So, and it's on Hulu, not so on Netflix.
Good. Yep.
My song
so good
is not a song versus a person. And I've started listening to his album, and it's pretty good. Like, the song that caught my eye, or my ear, is... Let me go find it. Which I'm so proud of myself. I had so many new random songs on my playlist. I'm like, look at you. Expanding. There it is. It's called Full Circle. But his name is Quinn XCII. I'm assuming it's a play on Quincy. But I've started listening to his album. What is this one called? The Story of Us. And what I love about it is, and I don't know if he's actually doing this on purpose, but that album and the new one called From Michigan with Love, the image from it is like a Wes Anderson movie. So it's all kind of like very pristine and in order, but there's lots of crap. And like, I fucking love Wes Anderson movies. So I'm like super about it. But yeah, I've started listening to his album, The Story of Us, which came out in 2018. And so far they're all pretty good songs. And then I'm going to switch to From Michigan with Love, but he seems pretty cool. I like him. Maybe. Oh, and then one more song. I'm sorry.
And I have more too.
Okay, good. Cause I added a lot of like random ones. It's called None of My Business by Andy Mineo. And it's just kind of saying like, it's none of my business, but it's not wrong with you. Yeah, like it's just this really funny song, but okay, you go now.
I've also been super, super into Ari Lennox lately. And so from her most recent album, there's two songs. And they're both like sex themed. Didn't do that on purpose, but they're both really catchy. Up Late and BMO. So good. It's those songs that you just kind of want to like twerk in front of your mirror a little bit. Like, they're so good.
BMO, like BMO from Adventure Time?
I don't know. Oh. No. Because she's talking about Break Me Off.
Okay. Yeah. No, definitely not BMO.
No, literally the letters BMO.
Yeah, BMO's name is BMO.
Oh. I don't watch that. So.
God.
Okay. Cool.
Well, that's it. Thanks for coming.
I'm gonna go crawl back in my bed now.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna go find food. Ooh, and stick this fucking sticker to my laptop because I'm a breakout success.
What?
The sticker from the escape room.
Oh.
It literally says breakout success. Cute. I'm very excited.
All right. Okay. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.